We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, motivated viewers. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Goonmarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa, or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangjiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Japan donates more than $18 million to Jordan. In environmental news, a United Kingdom conservation charity seeks to purchase 1,000 acres of land in a secluded valley. In animal news, chimpanzees can remember one tree among more than 12,000. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 30, is the Independence Day of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, observing its gaining of self-government in 1960. Northeast of Angola and Central Africa, the Democratic Republic of the Congo is the third largest nation in Africa and is rich in natural resources. The Congo River flows 4,700 kilometers or 2,900 miles through the country and is the second longest river in Africa. Another major characteristic of the Democratic Republic of the Congo is its lush and diverse vegetation. We wish all the citizens of the Democratic Republic of the Congo a memorable Independence Day with loved ones.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Honduras. On May 28th, a powerful 7.3 magnitude tremor struck off the northern coast of Honduras, taking the lives of 7 people, injuring 40, and damaging or destroying over 130 buildings along with 2 bridges. That same day, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $20,000, asking our association's relief team to please go with her love and prayers to see to the ones who had lost loved family members, as well as the injured and those most in need. The amount could purchase the equivalent of $214,000 in supplies if acquired in the United States, based on the cost of living in Honduras.
On June 3rd, our association's relief team from Costa Rica and Colombia arrived in San Pedro Sula, capital of the Cortes Department of Honduras. They found that the houses of more than 1,400 families had been affected. Many who had evacuated their homes were sleeping outside and had been bitten extensively by mosquitoes, especially the children. Our association's relief team immediately attended to 22 communities in the department, distributing food, mosquito nets, and other supplies, much to the delight of the residents.
Gracias a la maestra Qinghai, ustedes nos han dado una mano amiga, una mano hermana, que nos ha llegado a buena hora. Esto es algo que nos ha impactado, algo que no había sucedido con tanta magnitud en nuestro país y que afectó al sector más humilde, a las zonas más vulnerables, y la mano de ustedes alcanzó cada uno de esos corazones. Agradecemos y damos gracias a Dios.
Further touched by Supreme Master Qinghai's love, the relief recipients dedicated a song to her.
Gracias, Rey Jesús, por mi salvación y por ser una de las redimidos por ti.
The next day, our relief team contacted the head of the Honduras Fire Department, General Carlos Cordero, who was very happy because they were the first group to arrive to help the affected families. The general helped our association's relief team meet with Coronel Lopez of the Choloma Municipality Fire Department to discuss the region's situation. Our relief team then distributed food and other emergency materials to the afflicted families.
Aprovecho la ocasión para mandarle un saludo muy respetuoso y mucho, con mucho afecto, con mucho amor a la maestra. Choloma le da un saludo muy especial a la maestra y que no se olvide de nosotros. Sepa que siempre la vamos a recordar y que haga lo posible porque ustedes vuelvan acá. Y ella está invitada para que venga y nos visite, porque va a ser un privilegio tenerla por acá.
Le doy muchas gracias a la maestra y a Dios por todo lo que nos han mandado.
We thank General Cordero, Ms. Lopez, and all other local personnel for their warm-hearted assistance in helping reach those in need. Our heartfelt appreciation to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her unconditional love and support to the less fortunate, and for the altruistic endeavors of our association's relief team. We pray for the quick restoration of productive, normal lives to all those in Honduras, and that the Earth's stability can be assured through humanity's more caring lifestyles.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the second part of this relief report on noteworthy news.
Storm pummels northwestern India. Late last week, a cyclone-level storm swept through Jamnagar district in the state of Gujarat. Strong winds of 90 kilometers per hour uprooted trees and temporary structures, causing three homes to collapse and damaging other houses and shops. The collapse of electricity poles caused 38 villages to lose power. Officials sounded an alert in 16 villages throughout the Dwarka-Oka region and evacuated residents of low-lying areas to school buildings. There were, fortunately, no reports of casualties or injuries. Storm conditions off the coast caused three boats to capsize, with the Indian Coast Guard successfully rescuing all 41 crew members.
Our grateful thanks, Indian Coast Guard, for your swift and life-saving rescues. We are also thankful for the safety of the storm-affected residents and wish them a quick recuperation to their fulfilling, normal lives. May disasters such as these subside through our increased benevolence for all beings.
Series of earthquakes jolt Formosa. On Sunday, a series of at least 15 earthquakes shook Hualien County of Formosa or Taiwan, the largest measuring 5.6 and being felt throughout northern Formosa. Another 5.1 magnitude quake was centered in the sea to the east. Thankfully, there have been no reports of damage or casualties. We are relieved to hear of the safety of the quake-stricken residents. May such dangerous events diminish through our gentler regard and care of the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Belgian ship freed. The Pompeii, which had been detained off the coast of Somalia since April 18th, has been safely released, with all 10 crew members reported to be in good health. The ship, whose personnel included Belgian, Dutch, Croatian, and Philippine members, resumed course on its return to South Africa from Dubai. Our hearts are gladdened to know of the peaceful freedom of the Pompeii's crew. Wishing you all many celebrations of life with loved ones.
Tainted beef sickens at least 24. In what is now the seventh widening of scope since May, a Colorado meat company in the United States has updated its recall to include over 400,000 pounds of beef products that are suspected of contamination by the potentially deadly E. coli bacterium. At least 18 illnesses so far have been linked to the meat, which has been distributed nationally and internationally. According to the U.S.-based Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, the type of E. coli bacteria that causes illness in humans comes from the intestines of ruminant animals, mainly cattle, and can result in symptoms ranging from intestinal disorders to kidney failure that can result in death. Recently, members of the media, such as independent journalists Dan Flynn and Andrew Shane at the state newspaper in South Carolina, have requested that the public be informed of retail locations receiving the tainted products. Caring journalists, we laud your request for the release of information that would enable greater protection of public health. At the same time, we pray for humanity's quick advancement towards the more assured safety and manifold benefits of the plant-based diet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes 1/3 fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/beveg.
Longevity Secrets of India's Most Elder, Meditation and Being Veg. At 112 years young, the world's second oldest man, Pandit Sudhakar Chaturvedi from Bangalore in India, lives a healthy life, free of diabetes, blood pressure, and arthritis. Through daily two-hour meditation, a strict vegetarian diet, and devotion in spreading the wisdom of the Vedas, the oldest sacred texts of Hinduism. Besides practicing yoga regularly, the centenarian works 8 hours a day, giving lectures, consultations, and writing articles. In sharing his secrets to longevity, Mr. Chaturvedi advised, if one follows the Vedas and keeps one's body and soul and speech pure, a healthy, long life is in store for him. Bravo, Mr. Chaturvedi, for being a wonderful example of a healthy veg and virtuous life. May heaven continue to bless you and those whose lives you touch with peace and joy.
Save our planet. Report forecasts drastic changes in Britain's future climate. The Met Office, Britain's National Weather Service, recently completed the UK Climate Projections 2009 report. Based on 12 years of research, the paper presents various consequences that are expected to be faced by the UK depending on the amount of carbon released in the future.
Some of these include more intense flooding, drought, significantly reduced crops, coastal erosion, and a possible sea level rise of 68 centimeters. Under the most severe scenarios, the nation would see an 8 degrees Celsius rise in average temperatures. Environment Secretary Hilary Benn stated, "These results are sobering, and we know that these changes will affect every aspect of our daily lives."
But in the kind of world of unprecedented and dangerous climate change, which the IPCC warns us we are now entering, that will only take us so far. Agriculture needs to be at the heart of our efforts to adapt to a changing climate.
Our respectful thanks to Secretary Benn, the Met Office, and United Kingdom for this timely warning. May reports such as these prompt people the world over to immediately change to an eco-friendlier way of life to save our precious home.
During a January 2009 video conference in Mongolia, Supreme Master Chinghai spoke with concern of the unstable global warming effects already faced by humanity, saying that we must return to a more peaceful existence to survive.
We are already facing so many untold natural disasters on a daily basis, such as earthquakes, severe storms, ever seen before. Volcanoes, ice melting, and many islands, many nations have sunk under the water already, and many are sinking. And the climate has become very, very strange. Like, it became warm where it should be cold, and it became cold where it should be hot. And this can only be alleviated through a return to the ancient ways of our wiser elders, one that exists in harmony with nature and respect of other beings, a true brotherhood of love with all. We can still do that. It's not too late. We should remind everyone to be veg, to invoke the mercy of the Buddhas, and we will be better protected.
Save our planet. Syria implements emergency measures for those affected by drought. Northeastern Provincial Governor Najib Salum has announced that food packages containing flour, sugar, semolina, and lentils have been distributed in Al-Hasaka, with more to arrive. According to the Canada-based International Institute for Sustainable Development, this region has been distressed by drought for the past 3 years. Due to the extreme conditions imposed by climate change, residents in 160 villages had to abandon their homes and lives in 2007 and 2008. Our earnest thoughts and prayers go to those in Syria coping with this water shortage. With heaven's grace, may the region soon be blessed with replenishing rains as we strive to adopt more compassionate lifestyles that ensure the flourishing of all Earth's inhabitants.
Save our planet. U.S. contributes to African Climate Project. As part of an $8.6 million U.S. dollar total funding, the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, has announced a donation of $1 million U.S. dollars to the Zambezi River Climate Project in southern Africa. Through various prevention and preparation measures, the project will help people cope with and adapt to climate change. River residents have been severely affected by bouts of droughts and floods, displacing hundreds of thousands yearly and causing loss of lives. Red Cross Disaster Management Coordinator Farid Abdul Kadir said, "Climate change is real. It is affecting us in Africa, and it will get worse over time. We're preparing people to adapt to a situation they have to live with for many years to come. Our gratitude and heaven bless USAID and Red Cross for your care of African brethren living along the Zambezi River. As members of a global community, let us unite in our efforts to adopt lifestyles that benefit all beings on our shared planetary home."
Save our planet. U.S.-based technology company Microsoft is designing Home website, which will analyze information provided by consumers to help them better understand their power usage and give recommendations for saving money and conserving energy.
Save our planet. Kenyan climatologists predict that within 20 years, the low-lying city of Mombasa could become submerged by rising Indian Ocean sea levels, as saltwater encroachment also pollutes the region's drinking water and destroys local agriculture.
Save our planet. European environment chiefs agree on a cleanup plan for acid pollution from heavy industries and power plants, which could reduce sulfur and nitrogen oxide emissions by a third over the next decade.
I'm Toppy the Grasshopper with a tip of the day. I live on a delicious plant-based diet, by the way. For those makeup brushes you're no longer using, did you know they make good computer keyboard dusters? They would also be great as a paintbrush for those hard-to-reach areas, or as a tool to apply glue. Thank you for your attention, and thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Let's now take a look at the worldwide weather.
news, Japan pledges to donate $18.7 million in aid to Jordan. The funds will support a range of development programs across the kingdom. Since 1999, Japan has gifted $309 million to the Middle Eastern nation. The contribution has been used to assist projects in health, water, environment, and public safety. Jordanian Minister of Planning and International Cooperation, Mrs. Suher Al-Ali, expressed her appreciation and praised the outstanding relationship between Japan and Jordan. Heaven bless your great generosity, Japan. May all nations work together for the betterment of all Earth's co-inhabitants.
In environmental news, a United Kingdom conservation charity seeks to purchase Secluded Valley. The Woodland Trust plans to raise more than 1 million euros for almost 1,000 acres in North Wales' Cumnock Valley. The Trust's goal is to restore the area, which is located in Snowdonia National Park, to a beautiful native woodland. Mr. Errol Roberts, operations manager of the Trust, said, "We would want to encourage people to come here for a walk and just enjoy the quietness of the valley. We wish you much success, Woodland Trust, in your efforts to bring back the magnificence of the ancient forests. May our stewardship of the Earth's natural areas protect them for generations to come." Up next on Noteworthy News, chimpanzees remember which trees bear the most fruit. There may be a cat knocking at the door. We'll be back. Please stay tuned for more valuable news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, smoothing news for a healing world. In animal news, study finds chimpanzees have remarkable memories. German scientists Ms. Emmanuelle Normand and Christoph Busch of the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology in Leipzig, Germany, joined with Ms. Simone Ben of the University of Kokori in Abidjan, Ivory Coast, to research the spatial memory of chimpanzees in the natural setting. The scientists mapped out fruit trees in a forest and tracked the chimpanzees. They found these primates can remember the exact location of one tree among more than 12,000 others. In addition, they also recall when certain types of trees bear the most fruit. They will travel farther to reach these trees, repeatedly taking short routes. Many thanks, caring scientists, for this fascinating study. Our great ape friends continue to amaze us. May all chimpanzees thrive with an abundance of safe terrain on which to find delicious fruits.
Let's share some fun with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled, "These Days."
The housewife said to her neighbor, "You know, I'm going green these days." The neighbor asked, "How?" The housewife said, "On my 40th birthday, I will use only 30 candles."
And now for our viewer's heartline.
Hi, my name is Sharif and I live in Orlando, Florida. I was introduced to the Loving Hut restaurant, the vegan and vegetarian food, and the Supreme Master Television here in my hometown. And I have come here very frequently and I like to watch Supreme Master Television because it's the good news channel. It talks about good news around the world. It talks about the disaster relief efforts and it teaches us why we should choose vegan and vegetarian lifestyles over meat-filled lifestyles. It is an educational station, and I like the fact that it's broadcast in many countries via satellite, so all the languages are on caption on the program, so anyone in the world can watch this and access it. It's a good news, uplifting channel.
Sweet Sherry, it's so good to hear from you and to learn that you are enjoying Supreme Master Television. We pray that many people embrace the message of Supreme Master Qinghai and esteemed experts of saving our planet through the vegan diet. Please be a bearer of good cheer and help share the vital information with your kind-hearted co-citizens in the United States of America, with the light of the divine.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and constructive stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or log on to SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your moments be graced with glorious songs of God's love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton meets with visiting Bahraini Crown Prince Sheikh Salman bin Ahmad bin Isa Al Khalifa for talks on a number of regional issues, including Middle East peace.
A number of respected organizations, including the World Health Organization and the United Nations, have joined the U.S.-based Pew Commission in a campaign to eliminate the excessive use of antibiotics in farmed animals.
In Budapest, Hungary, European leaders commemorate the 20th anniversary of removing the fence that separated Austria and Hungary and led to resumed normal relations between Eastern and Western Europe.
Australia's Deputy Prime Minister Julia Gillard announces that her country will donate over $8 million to the Palestinian people for education and healthcare services.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture funds programs for schools in North Dakota to offer students more fruits and vegetables, thus benefiting their health and providing a good example for buying habits at home.
Writing in the Washington Post, former U.S. First Lady Laura Bush expresses her hopes for peace in the country of Myanmar, commending the example of political leader Aung San Suu Kyi.
The European practice of halotherapy or salt treatment has been found effective in providing relief to asthma and allergy sufferers through the absorption of pure, moist, salt-permeated air.
Cinema City Movie Theater in Palestine's West Bank town of Nablus has reopened its doors and is once again showing films to the delight of viewers for the first time in 20 years.
A Washington, D.C., USA train driver who recently lost her life in an accident caused by a technical failure is being hailed as a heroine as her last actions are credited with saving the lives of passengers on board.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev's visit to Angola results in the signing of cooperation accords that will promote technical and commercial collaboration between the two nations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.